1250 TMA, always playing the best blend of music, old and new, and on the way. In the next 20 minutes, we've got Paul Davis, also the Foundations, and Don Henley from TMA.
Wisconsin, on your tacos, in your cordon bleu.
Wisconsin, Wisconsin,
the cheese more people choose. Wisconsin, on your salad, taste what it can do.
Visit the Kroger Cheese Shop and save on Wisconsin Mammoth Cheddar and assorted varieties of Colby Longhorn cheeses, only $2.99 a pound. And Big Eye Swiss cheeses, cost cutter price, just $3.49 a pound. Feel the difference the Kroger Cheese Shop makes when you go Krogering.
Wisconsin, fresh and wholesome is the taste for you.
Sponsored by the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
WCOKE, Polk Radio, Coca-Cola Radio.
Rocco here with major news about the incredible new taste of Coca-Cola. But first, a word to some very special members of my fan club, Pepsi drinkers. I've been watching you guys secretly sipping Pepsi while you're rocking out to Coke Radio. Well, put down that Pepsi.
Put down that Pepsi!
And kiss your pangs of guilt goodbye. Because today, Rocco declares Pepsi Drinkers Liberation Day. No matter what generation you are, you're free to make a real choice. Oh, tears of joy. Wake up your taste buds, America. The new taste of Coke is coming your way. Oh, heaven. Oh, bliss. From now on, Coke and Pepsi drinkers can unite as brothers and sisters. Because Pepsi drinkers, one taste that Rocco knows, you'll switch to the great new taste of Coke. And if you don't, I'll crush your can.
WCOKE, Coke Radio.
1250 TMA, where it's 4:30, and with an informational update, here's Warren Ashmore.
You almost did it, too.
Almost.
Thank you, Stephen. Good afternoon. State tourism officials say South Carolina's 2% sleeping tax could bring about $8.3 million into the state this year. That's slightly more than local governments had been estimating. State Tourism Director Bob Liming says a complex formula has been devised for using the funds to return to the local government.
First $25,000 either to the municipality or the county would be retained for them for any purpose they want. Then of the remaining money, 25%, at least 25%, must be spent for tourism promotion advertising directly. The remaining 75% of that money has to go for tourism-related services.
Liming says he expects Charleston County to receive hundreds of thousands of dollars in revenue from the tax. Air Force Sergeant Marcus Robinson's been found guilty of marijuana use and dereliction of duty by a special court-martial judge at the Charleston Air Force Base today. Sergeant Robinson will be reduced in rank, spend 4 months in confinement, lose some pay, and receive a bad conduct discharge. Case against three other airmen has been recommended for a general court-martial, with McGuire Air Base in New Jersey having jurisdiction over those cases. Charleston Mayor Joe Riley's gotten support from the U.S. Conference of Mayors today for his resolution urging Washington to continue the federal revenue sharing program. That proposal received broad-based support during the mayor's meeting in Anchorage. Retired General William Westmoreland says the seizure of the American hostages in Beirut shows the need for improving the U.S. intelligence system. And the former Vietnam commander says the United States must gain the release of the hostages without compromising our principles. Westmoreland told friends in his native Spartanburg yesterday that America's intelligence system needs something to give us forewarning. We must also have specially trained people to deal with these situations. Third District Representative Butler Derrick and seven other congressmen plan to meet with Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev July 5th. Derrick says he will appeal to Gorbachev to help end the arms race, but the congressman said he's not talking about the U.S. backing down from its position. U.S. and Soviet negotiators have been talking today about strategic defense weapons, and as their custom has been in the past, no comment on their meeting. Plus, the date, location, and topic of the next meeting were not announced either. Astronauts aboard the Space Shuttle Discovery batting 1,000 when it comes to launching satellites these days. They put their third bird into orbit today. The rest of the workday will be devoted to experiments aimed at testing a Star Wars-type laser beam. Several buildings in northern Dallas are being evacuated after a fire started in a gasoline transmission line earlier today and spread to a major shopping area. A receptionist from a building near the fire scene says the sky is black with smoke. Three people are dead after a bomb explosion at the Frankfurt International Airport today. The blast ripped through a passenger terminal walkway, injuring 24 other people. There have been two multiple attack rapes in Charleston in the last week. In one, a 14-year-old girl was assaulted by five men behind the Burke High Gym for more than an hour. C.J. Shaheen of Crime Stopper says they provided tips that led to the arrest of the two attackers.
We got almost a record number of calls regarding the assault and sexual battery that occurred about a week ago down on, off Haygood Avenue.
Shaheen says the attack sparked public outrage. Police are now looking out of state for the killer of 17-year-old Sherry Smith. Bob Ford of the Lexington County Sheriff's Department says they're checking out information and following a trail. The Lexington High School senior disappeared May 31st and was found dead 6 days later. Massachusetts Senator Edward Markey says that Governor Dick Riley's plan to end low-level nuclear waste burial in South Carolina is unrealistic. Amendments have been offered to a bill in Congress to allow these low-level site at Barnwell to remain open at least through 1994. Riley, meanwhile, wants to limit the site to the southeastern states only after 1991. I'm Warren Ashmore. Slight chance of rain tonight and tomorrow. TMA Radar Weather's coming up. It's 4:33.
The 8th Annual San Lamper and Hobie Cat Division 9 Championships are coming to the pier on the Isle of Palms June 22nd and 23rd at 1250 TMA. It's going to be out there with you. Be a part of this great annual event. Registration opens at 8 a.m. on June 22nd at the race site. For more information, call Time Out Boats at the City Marina in the old rice mill building downtown. So do it now and sail into June with 1250 TMA. The 8th Annual San Lamper Division 9 Championships at the pier on the Isle of Palms.
The 1985 Race for Sight has been rescheduled for this weekend at NASCAR-sanctioned Somerville Speedway. This Saturday night, you'll be a part of a special two-feature Grand American Late Model Race. Both races carry the regional NASCAR Winston Racing Series points and local track points. Double the high-speed excitement this Saturday night. Plus, the 25-lap Superstock Race, the 20-lap Street Stock Race, and the 25-lap Thunder and Lightning Enduro. Be a part of the excitement this Saturday night at NASCAR Sanction Somerville Speedway. Be there.
1250 TMA Radar Weather. Mostly cloudy. Slight chance of showers this afternoon and tonight. High this afternoon around 88. Look for it to drop to about 70 tonight. High tomorrow about 85. On the water, the winds are westerly at 8. Seas are averaging about a foot, and the next tide will be high at 9:44 this evening. Currently, partly sunny skies. 83 at Charleston's International Airport, 84 on the harbor, and at 1250 TMA. And now, good old, what's his name?
Steve King.
Thank you very much, Warren. I can now see your name tag there.
Yes, we'll wear that big and we'll put that above your head next time.
Okay, we'll light it up too. Here's Paul Davis on TMA. 1250 TMA 439. And this is Steve King. You give good love. Yeah. Here's Whitney Houston on TMA. 1250 TMA. Let me love you tonight. Here's Pure Prairie League.
Let me love you tonight. WTMA.
TMA. Got one for West Ashley now. It's with us from Don Henley. And there's not enough love in the world from TMA. Not enough love in the world. That's Don Henley and Steve King at 4:52. TMA's radar weather. Cloudy for tonight, low about 72, partly sunny tomorrow. High near 85. Right now it is partly sunny, 85 at TMA.
This part's for you. There's no one else who does it quite the way you do. So yes to you. For all you do, the king of beers is coming through. For all you do, stepping up, drinking butt. This butt's for you. Ooh. Stepping up, drinking butt. I said, so here's to you. For all you do,
diet aftertaste. It's got no caffeine, no, no, there's never been.
Diet 7-Up.
No artificial color, no artificial flavor, and the biggest news of all.
Now there's no saccharin
in Diet 7-Up.
No saccharin, no saccharin in Diet 7-Up.
Yeah, 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 Diet 7-Up.
Try new Diet 7-Up, the taste that's crisp, clean, always refreshing. And now with 100% NutraSweet and no saccharin, Diet 7-Up tastes better than ever.
Diet 7-Up may be the best tasting diet soft drink ever. Yeah, yeah, maybe the best tasting diet soft drink ever.
1250 WTMA.
WTMA, playing the best blend of music, and on the way in the next 20 minutes, we've got Chicago, also Survivor and the Commodores on TMA. The Somerville High School Class of 65 going to be planning their 20th year reunion on July 26th and 27th. If you'd like to have further information on that, just get in touch with us.
Wow, interesting theme bar you got here.
Thanks.
Yeah, interesting choice of themes, too. Game shows. What's that?
Lady at the end of the bar just won a free drink and a set of encyclopedias.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just have a light beer, please. What in the...
Now, for your light beer and a chance to win this deluxe trash compactor, name the light beer you want.
I have a choice?
Sure.
What kind? Bud Light. Good idea.
Time's almost up.
Bud Light.
Good. Jay Stewart, tell him about his light beer.
Jay Stewart?
Sir, you've chosen delicious Bud Light, the less filling light beer with the first name in taste. Bud Light, a product of Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. Congratulations.
Hey, great beer, this Bud Light.
Well, the best has a taste all its own. Now for the trash compactor. Name three artists famous for their abstract expressionism.
Yeah, look, I'll just have another Bud Light.
1250 WTMA Charleston, where it's 5 o'clock. And the top story at this hour, Woody Brooks could be in trouble for wrecking a state car. With more on that story and the rest of the news, here's Warren Ashmore.
Thank you, Stephen. Good afternoon. Retiring budget official Woody Brooks could be held responsible for damages to a state car in that Williamsburg County wreck if he wasn't on state business. But his secretary said today he was working on a water and sewer problem that day. She said Brooks, head of the local government division of the State Budget and Control Board, had been visiting with the mayor in his hometown of Andrews discussing a water and sewer problem prior to the wreck that injured seven people. The budget official, who was still at Trident Regional Medical Center in North Charleston today, was driving a state car when the accident happened on Saturday. State officials say that if he wasn't on official state business, the 72-year-old Brooks could be held responsible for damages to the 1984 Ford LTD car he was driving. Air Force Sergeant Marcus Robinson was found guilty during today's special court-martial at the Charleston Air Force Base. Charleston Base spokesman Captain Tom LaRocque explained.
He was charged on two counts, the use of marijuana and dereliction of duty. He pled guilty to both counts and requested a trial by judge alone. He was found guilty of both charges, and his sentence was a bad conduct discharge, 4 months confinement, forfeiture of $100 per month pay for 6 months, and reduction to E1.
Captain LaRocque says additional investigations and pretrial hearings have been held in several other cases, and a general court-martial has been recommended for three other airmen accused of drug use. A general court-martial can only be convened by McGuire Air Base in New Jersey. LaRocque says information has been forwarded on one of those cases. The other two are being prepared at this time. Sumter County authorities have dismissed as unfounded reported sightings of a suspect wanted in the kidnapping of Deborah Hemlick in Richland County. But law enforcement officers in both counties say they are being flooded with calls about kidnappings, reported abductions, and sightings of the suspect. A man matching the general description of the suspect wanted for taking the Hemlick girl from her front yard on Friday accosted a 9-year-old boy in Northeast Columbia on Monday, but the boy became frightened and ran inside a nearby restaurant for help. President Reagan says he's been praying for the people since they were taken hostage on that TWA jetliner last week in Beirut. Meanwhile, National Security Advisor Robert McFarland's been briefing members of Congress today on efforts to free the hostages. Mutual's Peter Mayer has more.
At least one senator left the meeting saying he's now more concerned about the hostage situation. The reason, word from National Security Advisor McFarland, that not all of the hostages are held by the group controlled by Nabi Berri.
Others are held by more extreme elements, a half a dozen or so.
McFarland also repeated the U.S. policy of no concessions to the terrorists.
With the hijackers at TWA plane sticking to their demand that Shiite prisoners be released by Israel, hopes the Red Cross might intervene are fading. Red Cross says it can't do the diplomatic work of Washington and Tel Aviv. Secretary of State George Shultz says the West German blast proves the menace of terrorism is spreading around the world. During an appearance before a Senate panel today, he said that even Arab states are giving support to America's efforts to resolve the hijacking in Beirut. U.S. Supreme Court says a Washington state anti-obscenity law can't ban something simply because it incites lust. In its ruling, the high court agreed with a federal appeals court that lust can be healthy. In another decision, the justices shielded former Attorney General John Mitchell from a lawsuit involving a 1970 wiretap. Brazilian authorities say they could have a report next week on whether a body unearthed near São Paulo 2 weeks ago is that of Nazi fugitive Joseph Mengele. In Brazil, experts examining the bones thought to be Mengele's are beginning microscopic tests to see what caused an injured pelvic bone. The crew of the Space Shuttle Discovery is turning to space defense experiments today after successfully spinning off a third of three communication satellites earlier today. The Telstar joins a fleet of AT&T satellites that beam telephone, television, and other communications back to the U.S. and Puerto Rico. Auto travel by Carolinians during the first quarter of 1985 up 21% over the same period last year. That according to Quentin Anderson of AAA. Also, he says travel in the southeast was up compared to the national average.
Travel in the southeastern states was up 9%, and this was the greatest increase of any region in the country. It's difficult to say what prompted the increased travel during the first quarter in the southeast, and less so in the rest of the country, but I'm glad that our economy apparently is as good as it appears to be.
Florida was the most popular destination for travelers from the southeast. I'm Warren Ashmore. Cloudy skies tonight with a chance of rain. TMA radar weather's coming up. It's 5:05.
Before this commercial barely begins, a home will be burglarized. But this home is monitored by an AmGuard perimeter alarm system and the thief foiled. Most burglars are young, nervous, and inexperienced. Startled by an unexpected alarm, they will turn and
run.
Let's
get out of here.
Ask your Amway distributor to demonstrate the AmGuard perimeter alarm system in your home and how it helps guard you and your property from intruders.
It happens every evening right in your own backyard. Beware the mosquito hours, the 5 hours from dusk to dark when thousands of bloodthirsty mosquitoes come out to bite. The hours you need Deep Woods Off mosquito repellent most. Deep Woods Off protects your family for up to 5 full hours so you can endure the mosquito hours. In fact, you can even enjoy them. Deep Woods Off fights bites for hours, even the mosquito hours.
1250 TMA radar weather. Mostly cloudy tonight. About a 30% chance of showers with a low near 70. Becoming partly cloudy tomorrow. 30% chance of rain again. High about 85. On the water, winds are westerly at 7. Seas are running at about a foot, and the next tide will be high at 944. Currently, we have mostly cloudy skies. 80 at Charleston's International Airport. 81 on the harbor and at 1250 TMA. And now here's the old mosquito man himself. Here's Steve King.
Thank you very much, Warren. Every time I think we play the commercial, we should bring out our fly swatter and be set here.
Or our collection of mosquitoes, one or the other.
TMA as we present for you the Larry King Show. Tonight after midnight, he interviews the headliners from Broadway, Hollywood, sports, and politics. Check him out tonight on TMA.
I guess I'm part